Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
While Cher could only sing about it, there's one guy on TikTok, or maybe it's a girl, because we don't know the actual identity of this self-proclaimed time traveler. Their TikTok username is That One Time Traveler. And, you know, the caption is, yes, I'm a real time traveler. I'm not one of those
fake ones.
Shonky time travelers you've seen on A Current Affair being chased by Tracy Grimshaw's reporters. I'm 100% authentic.
Legit.
I have traveled back in time to warn you about what's coming up in the future, so no more having to rely on The Simpsons to predict what's happening years ahead. I will give you the 411 on what is happening in your future.
The thing that really these guys really fail with is they really fail to bring proof of the future, like a device from the future, back and say, look, here's this. This is amazing. You haven't seen this before.
I mean, can't you bring back a newspaper from the future?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess newspapers don't exist in the future. They barely exist in our present. But this person, that one time traveler, has 1.2 million followers on TikTok.
Okay.
And they claim there are two important dates this month, Hutsy, that we need to watch out for. So there's a video on their TikTok account, and it has like this strange music in the background, and it says the dates to be aware of are December 20.
Oh, okay.
And December 25. And I say it in my spooky time traveler voice. So it's just like, you know, a caption up that says that. Mate, if you're going to give us numbers, give us the flipping lotto numbers. Don't give me calendar dates. Give me I want the Powerball numbers.
Something happening December 25. Let me guess. Someone tries to break into your chimney?
No. That's December 24.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve. No, they do go on a bit further this time and flesh out some of the details. According to that one time traveler, excuse me, December 20th, 8 humans receive superpowers from the energy waves of the sun.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Stay with me here.
So, speaking of the lottery, you could be one of the lucky humans. Out of the, 7 billion on the planet, you could be one of the ones that get superpowers.
Do they detail what kind of superpowers? Are we talking useful, useless superpowers?
I'd just be like, please not Aquaman powers. Please not Aquaman powers. It's good that they just limited it to 8 as well.
If
everybody got superpowers from the sun, you know, Marvel movies would just be a documentary. We'd all be living the dream, wouldn't we? Flying around with laser beams shooting out of our eyes.
Wasn't there a movie called Super 8, which was about people, was that getting powers or something back in the day?
I thought that was just kids running around with a video camera.
Was it? Okay.
I don't know.
I haven't seen it. I was just guessing.
The second date, though, is December 25th, Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
According to that one time traveler, something big will happen on this day that shocks the world and changes the way humans live forever. I'm thinking, is there a dad who doesn't get socks and jocks? Is this... Maybe we'll go, there's something other than socks and jocks we can buy, Dad?
I'd like to meet that person.
My mum doesn't get drunk on Christmas. Is this something that happens? Why don't you just tell us what happens?
Tell us. Yeah, stop being silly
about it.
It's
this spoiler alert rubbish. It's not like you're ruining the end of Squid Game. Don't tell us the end of that.
No.
But, you know, if there's some sort of earth-shattering event on Christmas Day, Jesus, tell us about it or something. I don't know. I would suck if I was a time traveler because I don't remember the dates of things.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Like, I remember anniversaries, but other than that, like, I remember when music came out.
Yeah, I go, but that's how I work out what year it is. I'm like, oh, that was the year that song came out.
I could, like, time travel back to 2010 and go, like, in 2 years, a South Korean pop singer named Psy will release a song and you will be baffled as to what is happening in it. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I could forewarn people about. That would be it.
And that was about as bad as COVID when that came out.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully you get superpowers on December 20 and we'll wait and see what happens on December 25th. I'm just like, man, if you can time travel, what are you doing making TikTok videos? Shouldn't you be off killing Hitler or stopping COVID or something?
Something useful.
Jesus.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Melbourne Cup always gets the tag of being the race that stops a nation, but I feel like Bathurst is pretty much right up there. I'd say it's the race on four wheels that stops a nation.
Sometimes two when they hit a bump.
Yeah, sometimes two, I'll admit, I'm not the biggest motorsport fan at all. I've been to Bathurst a couple of times to watch it. It's actually... I recommend doing it, even if you don't like racing. It's definitely an experience. I'm the sort of the casual viewer, usually tuning in the last 20 or 30 laps, you know, just at the end as like a bandwagon supporter to watch the exciting part. But yesterday, I actually watched the whole thing from top to bottom.
Right. Doesn't it go for like 8 hours or something ridiculous?
About six and a bit hours, really. Right, it starts just after midday and goes till around, you know, six in the afternoon. But if you were watching the race, you would know the result already that Chaz Mostert and Lee Holdsworth managed to win the race, the big race.
2021 Repco Bathurst 1000 winner is Chaz Mostert.
Yeah,
well done, Chaz Mostert. Lee Holdsworth, his first ever victory at Mount Panorama.
Mostert, wasn't that Will Chaz Ferrell's character Mostert. From Blades of Glory?
Chaz Michael Michaels.
Oh, okay.
Chaz Close. Mostert. Yeah, he's had a pretty good run of it. 2013, I think he made his debut. So it was like a big things for the future. 2014, he won it. 2015, he was involved in a huge crash and was out for like a whole year. So good to see him winning the title for a second time. But there's always so much, you know, drama with the track and the races. This year it was actually pretty quiet on the track. There wasn't too many crashes or malfunctions during the big race. Mm. It was more the things around Bathurst as per usual. And when any time you're booking entertainment for these events, a sporting event, it's like, don't do it. You're destined to fail. It doesn't matter how good you go. People are going to pick it apart on social media.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they picked someone who fits like motorsport better than what the footy does. The footy always like picks out, here's the Veronicas for the NRL Grand Final.
And yeah.
That seems an odd choice.
It does. So they picked Ian Moss.
From Cold Chisel.
From Cold Chisel. Sang a couple of songs. Yep, all good. Then it came time
to... Did he do Tucker's Daughter? Please tell me he did Tucker's Daughter.
No, that's Rick Springfield.
What? No,
that's Jesse's girl. Sorry, yeah, getting mixed up. I don't know. They're all old and they've got guitars and stuff. But yeah, it came time to the national anthem. And well, this is how we had a crack at the national anthem.
Australians, oh, let us rejoice, for we are
not too bad.
One and free.
Oh, yeah, everyone's going, oh, yeah.
He did the new lyrics too. Good work.
Yeah, good job by him. Unfortunately, though, he's coming under fire because he had sheet music in front of him on the ground that he was looking at when he was doing it.
So what?
Everyone's going, what, you don't know the anthem?
Well, he might be nervous.
Maybe.
Because, like you said, everyone piles on if you stuff up the anthem. So I'd be the same. I'd have someone there holding cue cards like I was doing a talk show.
He wasn't on the stage either. He was on the track, and then he had, like, all the drivers and everyone, like, around him. So it would have been pretty intimidating at that point as well. But people
it was like a karaoke machine next time. Like, hey.
Put up the scorecards, the chairs, turn around on The Voice. But people on social media were having a bit of a field day. People saying, come on, give him a bit of a break. He's like, when you party with Jimmy Barnes all those years, you're bound to forget a few things.
Exactly.
Exactly, here and there. So that was one of the big talking points. The other was stuff that happens on the track. You know, years gone by, we've seen drivers getting punch-offs. We've seen kangaroos jumping across the racetrack.
Yeah.
This year, an echidna decided to, you know, wander on the track.
What an Australian reason for a safety car. There's an echidna on the edge of the racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily...
You know, punch through a tyre, you hit that at like 80 kilometres an hour.
Miraculously... unharmed. And this thing was just like waddling across the road slowly. The cars were going around at 180 k's an hour or whatever. So luckily this thing was all okay. So a bit of drama on the track once again. And also an event like this, you got to have all the big wigs there. Dominic Perrottet was there. And also ScoMo was there to go for a couple laps in the car with six-time champion Mark Scaife.
40 years since Dick won here, and he's here today just as revved up as ever. Saw Johnny Goss in the pits there. It's just, you know, it's one of Australia's great institutions and great historical races, and one of the, if not the best course in the world.
Yeah, two thumbs up.
Yeah, two thumbs up, Hawaiian Show. A lot of people are like, God, how annoying is he? You know, well, as you mentioned there, Dick Johnson wasn't on the racetrack this year, but there was definitely a Dick doing a couple of laps, we can tell.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Doing a kitchen rebuild at the moment, and the other day I bought all the appliances. I ordered them online from Harvey Norman Chura Beach. I was like, all right, I'm going to, because we needed to get them to our builder Andre on the weekend because he needs to measure them up so he knows how the cabinet's
going
to
work out. Yep.
All that sort of stuff. And so Saturday we're like, all right, let's go to Chura Beach and pick up the cooktop, gas cooktop, range hood and the oven. You know, the oven was the only sort of thing I was a little bit concerned about. The rest is pretty small, but I'm like, oh, the oven, you never know. And we're like, so I've got a Toyota Camry.
Okay. Pretty standard boot, standard car.
It's a pretty large sedan. Like, it has an echo, this thing. And we're all right, let's jump in the Camry. And then it was like, should we take the Fiesta as well? And like, Fiesta? Yeah, are you kidding me?
This is a trip for adults.
It doesn't have enough space in it to carry a chihuahua, let alone an oven. Mm. But I was like, sure, bring the Fiesta if that's what we're doing.
Give it a day out.
got to Harvey Norman, they got the order ready for us, and the guy wheels it out on the trolley, took one look at my camera, and he's like, that's not going to fit in there, mate. I was like, oh. Immediately start breaking out in the cold sweat. The thought runs through your head, yep. Who do I know who owns a ute or a van? You know what I mean? Their ute sense is tingling somewhere. Like, oh, someone wants to borrow the ute. No.
You became that guy because many times that you've been selling stuff and you said you've had people turn up with the wrong size car and you're like, well, now I'm the guy.
I was hanging crap on people a few months back because we were selling stuff on Facebook and they were showing up
with a golf buggy.
Tiny cars to pick up like fold-out couches and stuff. And now I'd become that person.
You were that person.
And then I said, well, we can put a couple of things in the Camry, but we got the Fiesta here. It's a little hatchback. And so we went over, folded the seats down, and it immediately turned into like Tetris, you know. We're like, okay, put the gas cooktop there, range hood there, oven. It all fit.
It all fit in the little Fiesta.
Yeah. I'd shamed the Fiesta earlier, and now I had egg on my face. Like, it turned, even though I have the bigger car, for some reason, the Fiesta is like the TARDIS from Doctor Who. It looks small on the outside, but inside it can carry all this stuff.
It's like the little engine that could.
Yeah. The problem is, though, and, you know, any car manufacturers that are listening, I know they're avid listeners, change the way you measure, like, boot space and the interior of a car. Cubic meters. I don't know cubic meters.
No one knows cubic meters.
You should have
a picture
inside the car of what you could wedge in there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It should just be a pictogram of like, oh, okay, that thing has an oven, so I know it can fit an oven into the car.
I would measure it in cases of beer, like blocks of beer, like 20. That's like a perfect little, you know, square box. You go, all right, how many cases of beer can I fit
in? I don't know how many cubic meters a case of beer is. You just say, all right, I can fit 10 of them in here.
It's like Tetris. You can stack them up.
That's right.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.